This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, Sunshine Night talks about what's next for the Paradise Theater in Paonia. Plus, Colorado legislators are working on the next state budget, and Utah has banned social gatherings for the next 2 weeks and introduced a statewide mask mandate. First, these headlines. On Tuesday, Delta County Schools notified parents that the district has moved to Safer at Home Level 2. The district has not been transparent about specifics, but claims that so far this school year, there have been, quote, a very limited number of cases. Now, due to rising COVID cases in Delta County, 6th through 12th grade students will be required to wear masks at all times on campus, including when seated during instruction. Pre-K through 5th graders are strongly encouraged to wear them. District officials insist continuing in-person learning is their priority. Since KVNF interviewed Montrose School District Public Information Officer Matt Jenkins last Friday, there have been 4 new quarantine events. A Cohort A student at Montrose High tested positive on Friday, causing 26 students and 5 staffers to quarantine for 2 weeks. Then on Sunday, the district confirmed a Centennial Middle School staffer, an Oak Grove Elementary student, and a Cottonwood Elementary student all tested positive as well. A total of 14 staffers and 71 students are now in quarantine because of those cases, while 18 students and 1 staffer have to expand their already existing quarantines as a result of later exposures. Colorado Republicans have chosen new leadership for the legislative session starting in January. Representative Hugh McKean of Loveland will lead the GOP minority in the House. McKean is taking over for Patrick Neville, who's stepping down as minority leader to focus on grassroots conservative campaigns. In the Senate, Republicans are sticking with Minority Leader Chris Hulbert of Parker. Senator John Cook of Greeley is returning as Assistant Minority Leader. State lawmakers met Wednesday to start working on their next budget. As KVNF's Capitol coverage reporter Scott Franz tells us, a coronavirus relief plan is likely to dominate the first week of hearings.
Governor Jared Polis will make his case for a $1.3 billion stimulus package. It includes more housing assistance and direct payments to businesses hard hit by virus restrictions.
Our small businesses are what make up the fabric of our communities. We want to make sure that the state is there to partner with them to help them get through the difficult winter months, especially with reduced outdoor dining capacity.
It usually takes months of negotiations for lawmakers to finalize a budget and send it to the governor in the spring. Polis is hoping lawmakers will agree to the stimulus payments sooner than that. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Utah has new COVID-19 requirements, including a mask mandate and a 2-week ban on social gatherings. As Sonia Hutson of KUER NPR Utah reports, they will mostly need to be enforced by local authorities.
Businesses that don't implement the mask mandate can be subject to fines from the Utah Labor Commission. But Governor Gary Herbert says most other enforcement won't happen at the hands of a statewide entity.
That'll happen mostly at the local level, the local health departments and local law enforcement people.
Herbert acknowledged some of the new restrictions are difficult to impose and called on Utahns to follow them to prevent hospital overflow.
You should do it just because it's the right thing to do, as we've said from the very beginning. Now we've got a little more teeth in it, so maybe that'll help motivate people to be a little more consideration given to their fellow man.
The ban on gatherings expires just a few days before Thanksgiving, and Herbert says the state will issue guidelines soon on how to celebrate safely. Utah health officials reported 2,247 new cases of COVID-19 today, and a record 444 people are currently hospitalized. This is the 9th day in a row the state has reported a record number of hospitalizations. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The Paradise Theater in Paonia will be going dark for the winter due to the impacts of the coronavirus. I spoke to Sunshine Knight, executive director of the beloved nonprofit, to learn more. Well, let me start by asking you about money. What did you and your board originally project for your revenue goals for the Paradise in calendar year 2020, and what are the actuals looking like at this point?
We estimated for total revenue well over $350,000. $230,000 of that was estimated to be program revenue. The actual numbers, total revenue so far is $176,000, and our total program revenue is $75,000. So our losses are pretty significant, well over 50% of what we anticipated we'd bring in total revenue. And we did receive, 1 grant last spring, and we received some PPP. And then we also received a grant just this week from the West Elk Community Fund for strategic planning to help us after COVID. And some donations have come in to help us with that, but definitely not enough to recover.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big hit. Still, you put a lot of creative effort into programming and partnerships this year and adapted as much as possible. What worked and what didn't from your perspective?
So I feel like the outdoor events that we did in the fall were really successful, and the community really came out and supported us for those. You know, the live music Still Soothes the Soul series with Rob Miller from Pickin Productions were great. We had socially distanced outdoor concerts at Polis Park. We brought in enough money to cover the expenses on those. We did a couple of outdoor movies that were a lot of fun. Didn't quite cover our costs on those, but I felt like they were worth it to provide for our community. The classic movies, I don't know, that wasn't something that they seemed like they wanted to do. We did try some virtual events. And I think people are just burnt out virtually. You know, I miss the personal interaction, and that's what I keep hearing from our community base is they want to be at a sold-out show at the Paradise again, or they want to come to a movie where they can sit and discuss the movie afterwards with friends. And, you know, that's kind of the nature of what the Paradise Theater is.
Well, the Paradise is going dark for the winter. You are not closing for good. You'll still help facilitate space rentals. The Learning Council has their fundraiser screenings in November. As you turn off the lights, talk about other ways that folks who want to help make sure the Paradise stays in downtown Pamina for the long haul can support you. Do you have gift cards for when you reopen? And what's the plan for Colorado Gives Day on December 8th?
Yes, so we do have gift cards. We have these really cool popcorn tins. We have Paradise masks and Rocky Horror masks that we did for our Rocky Horror screening a couple weeks ago. And we still have some t-shirts left. And then Colorado Gives Day is traditionally, it's our big fundraising campaign for the year. And that's a great opportunity for people to support us.
U.S. Senator Michael Bennett has introduced bipartisan legislation in Congress to help venues, part of the Restart Act. The Paradise was one of thousands to illuminate the outside of your building in red at night to raise awareness when this first came out. Are you hopeful that Congress or the state might do something else to help between now and when it's safe to return to more normal operations?
I am. For Colorado specifically, there is a program working on funding through three Front Range funders. I believe it's Betcher, Gates, and El Pomar to help save rural theaters.
So that's the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade leading that one. What about Congress? Are you not holding your breath?
I mean, I don't know. It's so up in the air. I hope that something will come through, you know, with the Restart Act, but I just don't know. You know, unfortunately, I don't know.
Well, Sunshine Knight is executive director of the Paradise Theater in Paonia. Sunshine, thanks for speaking to KVNF and good luck with the next steps.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Gavin.
The Paradise Theater's website is paradiseofpaonia.com, and you can learn more about all the nonprofits participating in Colorado Gives Day this year at coloradogives.org. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.